Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Speaking of that, I guess it kind of leads us into what's to come this season, really. And I wouldn't expect you to have an answer in a season that's just been invented by FIFA. Let's play a World Cup in November and December, Simon. Let's play an entire half of a season in less time than ever before. Let's get all the Champions League games done before mid-November. First and foremost, it's insane, isn't it? But what does that what does that look like, you know, now? You know, how does that change the approach in pre-season? And just to speculate, from the only way I'd look at it is, do you set the lads up as though it's a straight burn till November, and then you do another pre-season in that period, or is it okay, because some lads are just going to be playing World Cup games as well.
Yeah, I think we're quite fortunate. We don't have a lot of World Cup players, and so I'm guessing that this might play into Klopp's hands, undoing the stuff that we talked about earlier about him coming here and not having a winter break, because now he's got a winter break.
Yeah.
So him and Corney, they know how to prepare for a two-pronged season, but they've never played. Nobody has ever played the volume of games before Christmas that we've got this time. So on top of the World Cup, we've got international breaks. Yeah. Absolute madness.
Yeah.
And so if we look quickly while I ramble, we look at the how a game week looks, right? So you have match day plus one, match day plus two, match day plus three. And plus one is an active recovery day. Plus two is usually a totally recovered day, a passive recovery day, where you just stretch. You basically do very, very little. You might have some kind of walkthrough, breakdown of game footage. Game day plus three is where you start to do actual training.
Yeah.
Because on the fourth day after a game is actually when a human is recovered. So on all of the testing of footballers over the years, the central nervous system is fully recovered on the fourth day after a game, right? We don't get that very often. So I call that full rest day. And between the 27th of August and the 11th of December, which is 77 days, there's not one single game day plus four. There's not one single fully recovered day when football clubs actively train in the way that you expect football teams to train. If you showed up at a training ground and you see lads like competing and sprinting and maybe even 11 on 11, that only happens on game day plus four, never happens on game day plus three.
Yeah.
Right. That doesn't occur once in 77 days between so from the fourth game of the season and the World Cup, it doesn't happen at all. So it's just game, 2 days, game, 2 days, game, 2 days, game, internationals. So it's madness. So what we have to do now is embed all of the tactical approaches for the season. So we always have some, there's always a nuanced change in how we're going to create for the season. That's going to be done now because there is no moment in the season where we can start to do that until after Christmas, which is really weird because we've got a whole ton of extra days. It's like they wedged everything in before the World Cup, and then afterwards they went, fuck it. Like, this is, yeah. It's surreal how few games there are after Christmas.
Yeah.
Like this year when we got through all of the cups, there was like, we're never going to fit any. There's no days to fit games in. There they're going, pick a week. It's easy.
Yeah.
It's so weird why they've set it up this way. It's for your Champions League, I think. So anyway, what the consequence of this is, there is going to be lots of proactive rotation. My feeling is that he's gonna have 18 players that get fully rotated. In the first half of the season, you're going to get Robbo, Trent, Virgil, Mo. They're going to be playing 2,500 minutes-ish. They're going to be used quite a lot, quite intensively, because they're not at the World Cup. And apart from Trent, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
He's going to play. But you're going to offset that with probably 800 minutes-ish from their understudies that wouldn't usually play. They would only get Caribou games. And there's one Caribou game before Christmas. Right, the last game before they leave for the World Cup. That's when the first Caribou game we get to play. So sign me up. But it's all just real games. So I hate that goddamn competition. And I have no interest in the domestic cups at all.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
But this year, we can actually use them as preseason and topping up. So you remember what I said about the understudies, mm-hmm. Not being fresh, not being primed to for game time. So if we're using those players, I'm fine. As long as our first team don't get any bloody Caribou Cup games, sign me up for that. Like, yeah. Just play our reserves. We've got a significant reserve squad. Play those lads in all the cups. If they win, amazing. But then don't start drip feeding our Virgil shouldn't be playing in the second round, any round of the Caribou Cup. Yeah. But when we start getting drawn against big teams in the third round before the quarter final, Klopp last season started dripping in the big players. Ali played, Virgil, Trent, Robbo. I think Konate played 59% of the season. Jota played 58% of all minutes in the cup. Trent played 55. Robbo played 55. So at the end of the season, they wasted so many. Wasted. We won those cups, so that's exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let's just to qualify.
What is the cost?
Yeah.
Yeah. How tired were they at the end of the season?
Yeah.
Because they did that, and we've got actual understudies for every position on the pitch now. So as long as we're smart, we can mitigate their load and they could be fresh.
If you were coming into the season then, because obviously that's very much looming on the horizon, it's going to be part and parcel of the preparation. The team will be back in on this week coming, pre-season will begin, jetting around the world again, which is obviously a thing. But because I think Liverpool need to hit the ground running this season. They need to hit the ground running every season when you're playing against Manchester City for a title. How much do you think... How will Klopp handle that? Because you've got Nunes is there. He's a £65 million centre forward. There's obviously other considerations in terms of what he's going to do. The title winning season, we saw a little bit less rotation because he just wanted to go. He just wanted to trust that the lads he could put out there. How do you think he'll balance that? Because, yeah, you can't afford to over-integrate or make too many sweeping tactical changes, because he'll want to just pick up where the team left off, albeit fresher.
Yeah, I also don't want people to forget that Diaz, as exciting as he was, So he did the things that the eye test shows. You can see him, right? He runs incessantly. But the way we created change when Diaz was in the team, like Mo got lots of criticism relatively, but his role changed because of how Diaz and then Mane were in the team, mm-hmm. right? Off the ball, the way we press changed when Diaz is in the team. So he isn't the perfect cog in the system yet. He will still take time. So Darwin will absolutely take time. I don't know whether my feeling is it's unlikely that Klopp will go, right, play exactly the same way as you would everybody else. I think they'll try to mitigate the things that he does instead until he's caught up to speed. I think we're probably underestimating Bobby's role in next season.
Yes.
That would be my guess. And Bobby's brilliant. He is a lot less brilliant than he used to be. Players get old. That happens. But he allows the team to function in a really comfortable way they all know.
Yeah.
And I think there is significant value in that. I think if we can try this new evolved way, worst case, we stick Bobby in and everybody just settles back down again into the role that they absolutely autonomously know and they don't have to think about for half an hour a game or whatever. And it works. And it might not solve the tactical problem going on in that game, but it very much well might. And we're probably going to be more secure with Bobby in there and allows the other players to do those things. So I think he would have to be blown away by Darwin in pre-season for him to be starting the season. Klopp doesn't get... He's not enamoured with shiny new toys.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed that little section with Si Brundish from this week's Expert Insight. There is loads more from that show right now on Red Men Plus. We delved into the science behind why Joel Matip played his most ever minutes for Liverpool, why Jordan Henderson played his most minutes for Liverpool in 4 years, and also a little bit on the future of Naby Keita.
I'm fully expecting a jump up from Naby from next season. So seriously? I think it's probably on... Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I think Naby's fine now. I think he's fit, flying, and used to the league and the system. He has trust within the squad. He has trust from Klopp.
Yes, find out what Si's talking about there, why he believes it'll be a breakout season for Naby, and a whole host of other amazing topics and insights into the sports, data, analytics, and physical departments of Liverpool Football Club. Streaming right now on Red Men Plus in video and in podcast form. Go to redmenplus.com, sign up, and get involved.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.